Canada's plan includes over 100 actions to reduce phosphorus in the western and central sections of Lake Erie. That chemical is the main cause of the algae blooms, and both Canada and the U.S. want to reduce it by 40% by 2025. The list includes limiting discharges from wastewater treatment plants, and it calls for upgrading wastewater collection systems in Leamington, one of the target watersheds. Canada also plans to create a program this year to give money to farmers who take steps to reduce pollution. Canada's plan lacks projections for how these actions will actually reduce phosphorus, but another action orders organizations to develop a work plan by February 2019. That will establish timelines and expected phosphorus reductions and calculate costs. According to the EPA, the U.S. Action Plan is set to be released this week. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.